I returned to Nottingham, I think it was in 1986, because I had the opportunity to become an academic, and I liked the idea of that, to be honest. The academic lifestyle appealed to me. And, of course, I was going back armed with all this information that I got in industry. I was much more useful to Peter Mansfield than I had been when I had left, because now I could make things like the birdcage coil. Peter hadn't got a birdcage coil in Nottingham, and I could take that knowledge back that I'd learnt in Abingdon, and the first year or two we were making those coils and really making Echo Planar much more powerful in terms of its resolution and its performance than it had been before. So I think Nottingham benefited a lot. Again, I could see that I had very relevant knowledge that Peter needed in the group at the time. Well, as it turns out, I've got a birdcage here, and it was actually invented by an American scientist working at General Electric, and it's a really clever design. I mean, I think after this gentleman, Cecil Hayes, invented it, I really think MR imaging began to take off. It was so important. This particular birdcage coil is used for head imaging. So people would be in the scanner with their head in the middle of the coil here, the shoulders resting against here, and the birdcage, they'd have ear defenders on, obviously, because of the sound. And this actually picks up the signals from the human head very uniformly, very evenly inside. It's a very uniform coil, and it's also a very sensitive coil. Its invention was enabled high-field MRI to be done for the first time at about 1.5 T Tesla and upwards.